Welcome to the Kiss Kissinger Show, internet radio, smart talk around the clock. I'm your host, Kiss Kissinger, and on today's show, we have a very special guest. He's been a bodybuilder, an actor, and now the governor of the great state of California. Governor Schwarzenegger, I want to thank you for taking the time away from your busy schedule to appear on my show today.
It's nothing. I enjoy being on all the shows like Tonight Show with my good friend Jay Leno. Being on these shows lets people know who I really am, that I'm just another fun-loving guy out to do the world good so that I can impress people and become president.
Well, that's what people have been saying, you know, that you have aspirations of becoming the first foreign-born president.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Can you tell me why, after having been a champion bodybuilder and blockbuster movie star and now California governor, what is it that's drawing you to the White House?
Well, you know my wife. She's this fantastic, marvelous being with lots of money and ties to the Kennedys. The whole Camelot thing, you see. Well, I like the Camelot thing, even though I am a Republican. It doesn't matter, you know, just so long as the fantastic Camelot thing happens. So the answer to your question about what draws me to the White House is the Camelot thing.
So, you see yourself as a new hope for both political parties?
Of course, it doesn't matter if someone is a Democrat or a Republican, or a man or a woman, or even a teenager voting for the first time. What matters is the Camelot thing, and giving fairness and hope to the world.
Tell me, Governor Schwarzenegger, has it been hard going from being a blockbuster movie star to the governor of such a big state as California?
Well, yes and no. First, I tell you about the no. Since I was a big blockbuster movie star, I was always used to having my own way, and people knew who I was, and I made lots of big money, and everybody wanted me on their shows and so forth. Now that I am the governor, it's the same thing. I'm still very important. Now I tell you about the yes. Of course, it is a little harder because now I have to try to pretend I know what I'm talking about. This is very hard. Politics is very hard, and knowing what to say and when to say it so that you don't appear to be too stupid is very important. So the answer to your question is yes and no.
Governor, let's talk about the environment and the issues involving California specifically.
Okay, I tell you this. Environment is very important because without it, you have no environment, and that's important. California is a great state with lots of environment, and we need to protect that environment so that it doesn't disappear. But we also need to protect the interests of all of my big donors and their big companies, because that is important too. So my answer to your question is that it is very important.
I'm sure the issue of losing acting and film industry jobs to Canada is something that's been on your mind.
Yes, it has been on my mind. Since I was an actor, it was always on my mind that actors and the film industry are losing jobs, going to Canada and other places around the world. But you know, it's because things are cheaper over there, wherever there is, and because the governments over there subsidize the film industry. We don't do that here.
Well, do you think things will ever get better for the film industry in California?
No, I don't.
I see. So, tell me, Governor, do you like being governor?
Yes, I like it a lot. It makes me feel important. Everyone wants to see me and shake my hand.
But they wanted to do that before, when you were a blockbuster movie star.
Yes, but now more people want to do it, and that makes me feel important.
I understand that you had high praise for Ronald Reagan after his death.
Yes, I thought Ronald Reagan was a very important president, and he is my idol. He was a movie star, then the governor, and then the president. That's what I want to do, follow in his footsteps. Not only that, but he had Nancy, and that was very important to a success as a president. I have my Maria. That's why I stay with her, so that I can become president.
Boy, you sure do want to be president.
That's right. It's very important that I become president. That way I can show all the people back home in Austria what's possible when you live in the United States.
You'll forgive me, Governor, but you really do sound a bit like a megalomaniac.
I don't know what that is. Is it important?
Well, it's certainly self-important. Let's move on. We have a lot of animal lovers listening to our network, and I was wondering if we could talk about the ferrets.
Eek! What are you doing? I'm sorry. My hand slipped. I didn't mean to touch your bosoms.
You're sitting clear across the table from me. That was no accident.
Okay, it won't happen again.
Ah! You just touched my knee. Stop it. You told the world that you didn't grope women. You obviously lied.
No, I only said I didn't grope those women.
Can we please get back to talking about the ferrets, please? I want to know where you stand on legalizing ferret ownership here in California.
I'm not quite sure where I stand on that issue. No one has advised me yet.
Governor, I have here a copy of a check from a special interest group that gave your campaign a rather huge donation. You know, the kind of group from which you said you'd never take any money. Would you care to comment?
No.
Governor...
Hold on a minute. My cell phone is ringing. Hello? It's my chief of staff. Hello? What? What? You say Miss Kissinger is asking too many hard questions and that I should walk off the show? Not a good idea. People will think I'm a girly man. Leave me alone. You were saying, Miss Kissinger?
Governor, could you please remove your hand from my...
Uh-oh, now I think it's Maria calling. Hello, Maria? What? You say this Kissinger person insulted me before and that I should walk off the show? But then people won't be able to hear me anymore, and it's important that they hear me. My wife doesn't like you calling me a megalomaniac. Apparently she knows what it means. Here, talk to her.
Yes, Maria, this is Kissinger. What can I do for you? Yeah. No. I see. Goodbye.
So, what did she say?
She said to tell you that she's going for a drive with Ted Kennedy and you shouldn't wait up.
What? She's going driving with Teddy? Near the water? Over the bridge? Wait, Maria, I'm coming. I'll be right there.
Bye, Governor. Hope you make it in time.
Hold on, Maria. I am coming.
Well, there you have it, our great governor. You've been listening to the Kissinger Show. I'm your host, Kissinger, and I want to thank you for joining us today on this wonderful topic. Please join us again for more illuminating shows on Kissinger. Love you guys.